Hey everybody, welcome back to Rice and Honey. My name is Divine. I'm really happy that you're here, thankful that you're listening to the episode. I hope it might help a little bit, but you know what, if it doesn't help you, it'll help somebody else, so feel free to share this episode. I was thinking about lightening your load. I was thinking about how people are very much stuck in cycles because they don't want to let go, and they don't want to let go because they think that letting go is benefiting the other person. And I want things to be very clear. I'm just going to get the cliche out of the way. You know how people say forgiveness is not for them, it's for you? Okay, so again, that's so cliche at this point, but let me tell you, that is like so deep. Like in that little phrase, forgiveness is not about them, it's about you. Like in that little bit tells you that you want to be free. You want to feel lighter. You want to save yourself. Let it go. But he let it go. She did me wrong, and now I gotta do this to her. And here's the situation, okay? I'm very big on making solid decisions, all right? Okay, so I'm all about solid decisions, right? So here's the deal. You wanna make sure that your decisions are closed-ended, not open-ended, okay? So what do I mean by that? You don't wanna make a decision that leaves room for a bunch of other external shit to come in and like cause things to be in disarray. You understand? So when we make solid decisions, there's no room for conversation. There's no room for, well, you know, the doubt, the confusion, all that. There's no room for that. Okay, so how do we get to making a solid decision? We have to start responding and not react, okay? Because when you react, you don't make solid decisions. You react. When you react in a way that the other person reacts. Then you react. Then the other person reacts. And that's what I mean by leaving decisions open-ended. So we want to be very careful about doing that. A lot of people are going to feel like your decision-making is off because it's not something they would have done. And yet you have to think, how is this helping me though? How is this helping me? If I want to be done with the drama, if I want to be done with the arguing, if I want to be done with the fighting and the war-making and all of that, I have to start making solid decisions because every decision saves me. Do you understand? Nobody else is gonna save you but you. And saving yourself includes making decisions that are mindful. You feel me? It's not a flex for you to make a decision based off of what somebody did to you. A flex is, I made the decision based off of growth. I made the decision based off of, because this is not my fight. I'm not doing this no more because I'm not getting anything back. Sometimes you got to take a step back and be like, you know what? This is not meant for me to do necessarily physically do something right now. And that alone is doing something. Like a lot of people feel like you got to physically do something to make a decision. Honey, your decision to not do anything is a decision. But even the decision to not do anything has to be mindful enough that that's it. You know what I mean? Like right now in this moment, I'm not doing anything. That means that no external anything can make me do otherwise. You are saving yourself when you decide to make more conscious decisions. That's what it is. That's what saving is. Yo, save yourself. Meaning make a decision that's going to assist and help you grow, period. I've made a lot of imperfect decisions in my life based off reaction, you know what I mean? And it cycles. That's what unconscious decision making does. It only makes it come back. It only makes it, you're going in circles. Every time you make unconscious decisions, you go in circles. Are you tired of going in circles? The only way you're going to start making conscious decisions is when you decide that I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do this no more. So I'm going to make a different decision, and no matter what, decision is made. Period. Period. No, there's no dot, dot, dot. There's no question mark. There's no, we good. Decision made. You feel me? Here's the other. You don't have to let anybody know that you have forgiven them. You feel me? You don't have to let them know that. You have to work with you. You know what I mean? Like, again, another cliche. You got to work on yourself. Yeah, you do. You know, nobody has to know that they've been forgiven. You know, if you have forgiven them and they, you know, confronted you and asked for your forgiveness, you can always let them know, yo, I let that shit go a long time ago. Like, you've been holding on to that because that's your kind. That's something you have to work on. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important that we realize that we can save ourselves, you know, simply by making conscious decisions. You know, I used to be real quick to react, blunt and in your face, and I could say some of the nastiest things, but it doesn't do anything for the situation. It just keeps it going. You know what I mean? And some people who mess with you want that because that's what they're used to. You feel me? But when you're at a place where you're like, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to look away anymore, because listen, your situations, the ones you don't like, show all over your face. You over here thinking you cute when your breakup or your situation with your family member or your children or whatever, all of that is on you. You're not hiding it. You know what I mean? Even me doing this episode is not because I don't want to see you like that. My thing for this episode is to remind you that you don't have to feel that. Remember, it's in, out, not out. Okay, so if you know right now that you're with the right person, make sure you feel that everywhere. You feel that within. You feel that without that person. You feel me? Because you should be feeling like, I got the best person in my life, even if physically you do not have that person yet. You just know the type of person that you are, and that person is coming. That person is going to align, you know what I mean? Because that's how the universe works. It's in and then out. You feel me? I had to get this out today. It was weighing on a sister, and I was like, listen, I know for me, every time I let something go, every time I recognize when something is weighing on me and I decide that I don't want it anymore, or, you know, or to begin with, it wasn't even mine. Yo, I'm letting this go. If I have to ask myself where the hell it even came from, I'm letting it go. Have that time with yourself. Have that time with yourself. You are very important to yourself. You are important to your children if you have any. You're important to family members. You're important to your partner, whoever that may be. But most importantly, you are important to yourself. So whatever conscious decisions you decide to make is for you first. And then we can talk about other. All right? So let's keep it pushing, y'all. Let's get better, because we deserve that. And let's let other people do what other people are gonna do. You know what I mean? Because you don't have the time. Like, you don't have the time. I'll talk to y'all later.